Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, listen to Turning Point, engage whatever prophetic action we will be led to take for the day. After Turning Point, pray more on your own for as long as you can. Then forward it to your contact. Let what is blessing you bless your children, your spouse, your friends and your neighbors. Welcome to Thursday, 28th day in February 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart and receive and be saying, Amen, I receive it. I prophesy upon your life. This will not just be another Thursday. It shall be a Thursday with a difference, specially loaded with strange blessings and unimaginable favors for you. I see in my spirit the word grace and favor, boldly inscribed on your forehead, invisible but real. Now touch your forehead gently and say, my life enjoy unusual grace. Do so again. Say it again. That's number three. Angel favor and grace shall follow you everywhere you go. Today is February 20, 8 more days to the end of this year, this month. Please mention 3 things you want God to make happen for you or help you accomplish within the remaining days. For your children, your spouse, your family, your business, your career, your ministry, or whatever, anything you consider important, including your health situation, financial situation, your immigration paper situation, programs, project, and assignment. 3 major things. Mention them to God loud enough for your ears to hear it. Yes, your voice. That's how I'm led to say it today. Only your own ears should hear it, but say it to God. Now, I speak over your life. Your requests are hereby granted. Those things you just called will answer to you. They shall become your new testimonies. Say, Amen, I receive it. Yes, share the testimonies with us. When you start seeing the manifestations, you shall surely see them. Who is this? You notice that the sickness, the pains that your parents complained about before they died, or maybe they are still alive, but the sicknesses they are nursing, you begin to realize that you are feeling the symptoms all over you. Kai, no way. What your parents or grandparents suffered, you must not suffer it. Be they sickness and disease, delay in marriage, marital crisis, setback of any kind, barrenness, instability, poverty, indebtedness, opposition, contention, even untimely death. Those I'm describing, they know themselves. If you are affected by any of these, if it looks like I am just describing your situation, put your 2 hands on your chest. Be saying, Amen, I receive it. May these evil trends be reversed and be canceled in your life. You will not suffer what your parents suffered. There shall be no extension to you and your children. You are under a different covenant and a different anointing. The evil umbilical cord that tied you to them is hereby cut off by fire. Your case is different. Your life and destinies will not know struggle that they knew. No, while you are under a new lease of life, struggle-free, crisis-free, failure-free, in Jesus' name. Say, Amen, I receive it. Yes, receive it. Put a battle seed of your choice behind these powerful prayers and watch what will happen. February 20, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed, be lifted. Receive a new touch of power. You will live long and do well. Happy birthday. Now, let's cross over to teachings and learning session. First issue today, concerning the question asked today, 18th February, on the first fruit offering. I'm a member of TPGF and I belong to a church where we pay first fruit offering. No GO will ask you to pay an offering and become a beggar. It is not compulsory at all. Anyone that wants to take part will have been saving for the rainy day. I pay it every year and I receive mouth-watering testimonies. Thank you, sir. And I hope my submission will be read out. Yes, I've read it out and it's a good one. Next, another one related to first fruit. Good morning, sir. Message on first fruit was aired on the 14th of November, 2024. Reference passage that day was Deuteronomy 26, verse 12. Wow, TPGF members, I love you. You follow this platform closely and you keep records. Good. Listeners, scroll back to the message of November 14, 2024 message on your Telegram and listen to it again. I like this. This is good. Next, good day, my daddy. Auntie PGF, my husband filed for a divorce and it is complete. We had no children together. A friend now told me about a pastor in one of the renowned denominations who is a widower with four children, advising me to pray about it with an open mind. I am wondering if I can cope with four children between ages 7 to 16 years or trust any man again. Please advise me, sir. Thank you. I love my daddy. Wow. No, don't pray towards a particular pastor or any man. And don't let anyone do an arranged marriage for you with anyone. It will backfire. It will be counterproductive. I also don't think you'll be able to cope with four children from another person. Instead, get closer to your God. Be in the Bible believing and practicing, growing and dynamic church. You heard what I said. Live a decent Christian life. God in his own mercy and time will bring the right man along your way, and your spirit will agree and click with it. Lastly, do not say you cannot trust any man again. You will still trust. God will bring a person you can trust that will not have and will not disappoint you. A good day, sir. I'm a minister in a gospel church. My wife has lost interest in conjugal relationship with me. No intimacy between us in the last 1 year. She is at the point of seeing me as a sinner each time I touch her or demand intimacy. I have reported her to some church elders and her family. She changed briefly, but back in the same habit. Sir, what can I do as I don't want to commit sin? Wow. Is she also on this platform? Let her listen. Where is she coming from and what is her background doctrinally? I advise you to locate an experienced professional, an anointed man of God who is a married minister. Contact him. Both of you should register to be taken through the A to Z of marriage. I think proper marriage counseling was not done before you got married, because all these issues would have been well covered if you had been well counseled. It is not yet late. Contact a professional, anointed married minister. If there is need for her to undergo a deliverance, or sometimes these things need deliverance, it shall be done. But if she's there, let her read, or both of you, she will read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. Read it in different versions. Husband and wives should not deny each other of conjugal relationship and emotional satisfaction. It is one of the purposes why God instituted marriage. Next, sir, is baptism necessary before one begins to take Holy Communion? No. Water baptism or Holy Ghost baptism and communion, they are quite different things. If we are born again in good relationship with God and fellow Christians in the same church, we are fit to take communion. Next, what do I do, sir? Today, the 19th of February, my 40th day of coming out of widowhood. The loneliness is much, and it's like the world is dry with no light. My beloved daddy, I need your counsel. Wow. My daughter, I feel your pains, and on behalf of TPGF, I commiserate with you. Please be comforted. Though not easy, but please move on with life. We cannot make what has happened not to happen again, but life must continue. Go back to your work. Let no one be coming to you and sympathizing or pitying you. Keep serving God. You did not tell us whether there were children between you, but you're talking of loneliness. Make me feel like maybe there are no children yet. In any case, God is with you. Your son shall still rise again. Amen. Listeners, we'll do more tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day at Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, in two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. TPGF members and Turning Point listeners in and around Lagos, leave home on time to beat the traffic. Prayer focus today is cancellation of delays. Bring all areas of delays before God. Anointed oil for February for timely help and support. An anointed mantle will be given out free. Others have collected theirs. Come and collect your own. Invite family members, friends and neighbors to prayer mountain today. Those of us already coming, don't break the chains. Let there be continuity. Come and receive oil and mantle free. Appropriate Bible verses and prayer point has been printed out along with it. The same two services we hold simultaneously or concurrently in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt centers. Same time, same ministration, same anointing, same impartation. Don't miss it. And everybody, please listen to this. We have a new payment platform squad by GT Bank. You can now make payments both in Naira and dollars using the link on the screen or by scanning the QR code. For non-internet users, you can pay using USSD code. You can request for the payment, for the updated payment information from our request line. +234 809 789 4000. It will be further explained to you. Some of us have been having problems in sending our tithe and seed and donation through GTB. Now the problem is solved. So use the information. UK members, tithers and donors, send a chat message of request for our HSBC account in UK. Those of you doing yours directly in pound sterling, send a request chat to 074-111-28401. It shall be sent to you. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will turn you up. The power of grace shall back you up. Where you failed before, you will not fail again. God will mop up your tears. Grace destiny helpers anoint you for success and progress. You will not fail. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. What a wonderful day. Have a great time.